Okay. Call the Thursday, September 2nd, Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fox, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move to item B. We have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of August 6th. Is there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Move. Some approval. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Also in your packet, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of August 20th. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, all those, is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C, a public hearing, Milwaukee County Hunger Task Force farm property. Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, September 3, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Milwaukee County Parks Department and Hunger Task Force for a proposed ordinance to create Plan Development District Number 38 and to rezone property from A1 Agricultural District to Plan Development District Number 38 at approximately 9000 South 68th Street. The Plan Development District is being proposed to incorporate all of the current agricultural, educational, and recreational uses and structures within the proposed Plan Development District zoning, as well as future development of a visitor center and associated pavilion, and one or more historic buildings of approximately 55.758 acres.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. This is on the comprehensive, it is on the rezoning request. Mr. Deedle, you want to give us the highlights? Mr. Kane, Ms. Tussler, if you'd like to join us at the table, we'll get you.
As the public hearing noticed, this is for a rezoning. The applicants, both Milwaukee County and the Hunger Task Force, jointly requesting this, asking that a new zoning district be created to enable most of these activities to be permitted uses. Some of these activities currently out there would not be allowed within the current agricultural zone. As a basis, the PDD is founded in a large part on the current standards within the city's park zoning district. A number of changes have been made. Partly agricultural activities have been added to those natural park standards, and in special unique activities that are associated just with this property. And so for that purpose, for that reason, because there's many agricultural aspects here, many recreational aspects, and some unique aspects, a PDD is not a bad idea to accommodate those mixed multiple uses. And so there are specific standards for PDDs or planned development districts within the city's unified development ordinance, the minimum size, public sewer and water, a number of conditions go along with any new PDD created. Those have been incorporated in these standards as well. So that's the big picture. Generally, the applicant is looking to get as permitted uses all their current activities. There's not too many future things they're envisioning at this point in time. The only significant one at this time would be that visitor center. So if approved as proposed by the applicant, that would be a permitted use, permitted activity, and then they would proceed with building permits. There are a number of conditions that staff has identified, primarily landscaping, parking, and natural resource related. Those recommendations are currently included in the draft ordinance. If the Planning Commission agrees with those, that would be forwarded to the Common Council. There are a couple suggestions that staff has, further paving areas, further additional sidewalks, a couple of things like that. Suggestions are not included in the draft ordinance. If the Planning Commission agrees with those, the planning commission would have to make a motion to add those into the draft ordinance. And then all this information, of course, along with the public hearing comments, gets forwarded to the common council, and they'll make the final decision. Associated with this, as the mayor alluded to, is there's also a need to amend the comprehensive master plan. The comprehensive master plan currently calls a majority of this property for future commercial uses. That would not be consistent with this proposed planned development district, which is a combination of recreation, agriculture, and education. So the comprehensive master plan is proposed to be amended to match this proposed PDD, and staff is recommending approval of that. So we're recommending approval of everything, PDD with a number of conditions, and then the comprehensive master plan as is.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on this matter? Okay. Please come forward, give us your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Beth Meyer. I live at 9010 West Elm Court, Unit B. I've lived here for 5 years. I am blessed to be affiliated with a food pantry that is affiliated with Hunger Task Force down in Oak Creek, where 20% of our patrons live in Franklin. So twice a week when I go down to Oak Creek, I go right past the farm, and I am so pleased that the farm is in the city of Franklin. We take good care of our people here, just like the health department with their Feeding Franklin program. I read through, I have in my hands the exhibit you have that was on the website, and the one thing that concerns me, first of all, I'm really glad that the recommendation is to change this from future commercial to future mixed use. I think it's Hunger Task Force is a great tenant in the city, and I think it's wonderful to keep them here. The recommendations, though, that have been made for sidewalks and paving above and beyond what Hunger Task Force in the county is proposing seem to me not to be consistent with environmental concerns. I also have from our city's Franklin's Natural Resources link on our website. We talk on our city about stormwater runoff and how important it is to mitigate the effects of that. And we encourage our residents to do things like rain gardens and rain barrels and have your roof go to the grass instead of hard, impermeable surfaces. And yet, we are asking Hunger Task Force to put out more impermeable pavement, which would impact storm water runoff. And when I look at what's been provided to all of us online, under the UDO, the staff itself has already said that the UDO allows flexibility in parking standards. So my recommendation, respectfully, to this commission is that because the UDO allows flexibility and because the city encourages all of us to mitigate stormwater runoff, that we allow Hunger Task Force to go forward with their original plan of just a little bit of paving of the parking lot around the new building and to keep the rest of those driveways and spaces the compacted gravel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Deedle, you want to comment on the rationale?
The thought was that, first of all, the normal standard of the UDO, all parking lots are paved. However, the PDD does grant the city some additional flexibility. So my thought was any parking lot that would be on a fairly regular basis utilized by the general public, those would be the paved areas. I suggest that additional areas be paved, but as a recommendation, only those that would be generally used by the public. And my suspicion is, and one of the recommendations is for more information, but until that information came in, I'm assuming that the current barn is frequently used by the general public, so that would be one of the additional areas to be paved. And then, because they'd be generally used by the general public, that would be where the sidewalks come in. They have fully accessible ways to get for people to get from the parking lot to these buildings that would be generally used by the public. So that's my thought process behind it. And then generally speaking, normal standards would be every parking lot would be paved. On the other side, for the stormwater management purposes, it's my understanding that compacted gravel might already be treated as an impervious surface and then would not trigger additional stormwater requirements. But I would defer to the engineering on that.
I believe that is right.
Also, one of the considerations relative to paving is for emergency services. Mr. King and I have discussed this on a number of occasions, especially in light of the fact that there will be educational programs and children in this building. That's high on my list, that paving is accomplished. Mr. Deal.
And thank you for bringing that up. And so staff is just recommending that if the fire department requires it, we support them. So I'm not proposing any particular standard. This came up during the development review team meeting. So the ultimate decision on that particular issue would be up to the fire department. But I'm letting everybody know now so it doesn't surprise anybody.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? This is a public hearing.
My name is Chuck DeGraw. I live on 7380 West Imperial Drive here in Franklin. I guess things I'd like to say, I've been involved with the farm since, 5 years ago. And I've watched their vision as to what they want to do there. It seems like they've been real good partners for Franklin and for the people that are hungry, you know, whether they work through the Hunger Task Force or other local organizations that do it, and they've always seemed to do a very good job, and it seems that they think things out and work it very slowly. And I can see it progress from a very small organization to an organization that functions extremely well and is very productive in what we do.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Dale Story. I live at 9010 West Elm Court, Yuma Beach, coincidentally where my wife lives.
That's convenient.
Good thing. Works out well. And I've lived here since January 2003. I just want to speak in a general way. I agree with some of the concerns that have been raised about the stormwater runoff and soft surfaces, which seem to be much more amenable to a farm setting anyway, but that's an issue that's still being worked through. What I would just suggest is that we do have a partnership with Hunger Task Force in our city. And I hope that as a city, as a community, we can partner with them in any creative, imaginative way we can to minimize the economic impact of what needs to be done to make it a safe and appropriate setting so that they can continue to devote their resources to their primary mission, which is to feed people, including some of our neighbors. So as we work through this process, my hope is that as a community, we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact for infrastructure, only what is necessary, so that they can continue to focus on their primary mission, because I have seen in our city the need for their services grow over the years, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So they're in the business of feeding good people, and I'd like to see that encouraged in any way that we can as a city. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Larry Halter. My family is listed on board on Bobby, Halter and Keski. They had a farm on 43rd and Ryan Road. So I grew up out here and I was aware of this is the old Honor Farm. I've been waiting to retire to start to participate. I now have, it's my third season, maybe 3 or 4 days a week, mornings. And again, I'm also very impressed with the management of the farm, the work that they do. And I would echo those concerns for the economic impact on the ability of the farm to continue to provide the service. I'm aware of families throughout Milwaukee County that are well-educated, living in very affluent neighborhoods that are needing the service today. We're very proud to work there. All of the volunteers echo that sentiment that you contribute to something that's very important. And I would hate to see anything kind of have a severe financial impact.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Go
ahead. Good evening. My name is Frank Levar. I'm at 3820 West Maple Crest, and I volunteer with the food pantry at St. James on 27th Street. And we get roughly 50% of all of our food from Hunter Task Force. And this time of the year, we get most of our fresh produce from them, and it really is fresh. We get it the day after it's picked by the many volunteers. So my recommendation is that to help the volunteers and the many children who come there, that you approve the restrooms, I believe, without all the additional expenses. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Sheila Gansmer. I live at 4003 West Amita Lane, and I also work for Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare at their Franklin campus. And we've had a great opportunity to become a partner, a community partner with the Hunger Task Force. And their mission very much aligns with our own mission, dignity and respect for people, and also facilitating meeting needs, whether that be healthcare or nutrition, as in the case of Hunger Task Force, both of which are very fundamental to the strength of our communities. And so the Hunger Task Force has also offered us the opportunity to have our associates give back to the community in providing opportunities for volunteerism at the farm, of which they really have enjoyed and created some camaraderie with our team. We, as a system and as a personal resident of Franklin, support their efforts and find them to be a valuable member of our community.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else wishes? Seeing no one else, I will close the public hearing portion. I do need to make a comment. First of all, I'm supportive of this effort. I am set on the requirement to pave the parking lot and do those additional pavings. It makes perfect sense to me, not only for public safety purposes, but for appearance and a whole other host of issues. But as the mayor, I do need to point out to my constituents the other side of this coin, the impact that we're going to put on the city based on a rezoning, which I'm not opposed to. But I do need to point out the big picture issue. This area, all of this area, well, kind of down in here, is all designated as commercial or industrial for business park purposes. You all receive tax bills from us. The way we balance tax bills is by bringing in non-residential development into the city that pays taxes. This is all county land, which is what mitigates some of what I'm saying. But now what we're going to say is forget this, it's not going to be commercial at any time. So just understand that there's a cost to this, and the cost comes as an impact to the balancing the tax base off the shoulders of the residents. Even though this is currently not taxable, it offered us an opportunity for areas to improve our business parks. It's okay, it's going to go away, but understand there's a cost to it. Mr. Deagle.
Just for further consideration, although I don't mention it in the staff report, I believe there's a fair amount of flexibility within the PDD. So if the general idea of the staff's recommendations are supported by the Plan Commission, further tweaking of that would still be within the realm of the PDD. The timing of doing some of these things, I think, is entirely within the realm of the flexibility of the PDD, too.
Questions for staff? Commissioner Thins.
Sorry, on the other side of 68th Street, that's not part of the PDD. That's a question.
No.
So that land that you were saying over there would be taken out of commercial circulation at some point in time.
Yeah, well, right
really, it isn't an issue right now. It's the other area.
This, and then, there's farm area up here.
According to this diagram right here. I'm in support of the operation that's going on there. I mean, it's been there as long as I've been here. It's almost 30 years now. I mean, it's gone through transitions and everything. But I do support the need for the pavement. If you're bringing public, if we're changing this from an agricultural use strictly to a public access type use and bringing public into the property, accommodations need to be made for that, just for order of parking, ADA type issues. And the biggest concern, too, is the accessibility for the fire department. If they need certain requirements around these buildings that they have to respond to with public being there, that needs to be addressed. I don't have an issue with the farm access type roads, the truckways and that down to the fields and that being maintained in a way that they're not ruddy. I mean, if they're, you got traffic bond or something on there that...
He needs to go to ride with you.
Yeah,
he needs to go and ride.
Yeah. What, is it rough down there? I mean, but you know,
it's
they're...
It's a farm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have an issue with those roads being left like that for utility use of a farm type work. But the paving up in the area where the public is going to be, I think is something that's necessary. The other issue I had is I saw a thing on here that said that in the UDO there's a use of livestock. And then I think I read in the narrative about grazing goats. Is this actually happening on there? I mean, is there livestock on this site?
There are currently goats that are grazing in the natural areas on the east side of the property. They eat invasive species.
Mr. King and Ms. Tussler, could you please just give us your name and address for the record?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Matt King. I'm the farm director, and I'm a resident of Elm Grove at 13120 Dunwoody Drive.
Sherry Tussler, Executive Director, Hunger Task Force. I live at 3402 West St. Paul in Milwaukee.
Okay. Commissioner
Sims,
you have
the floor. The issue with the goats, yeah. It was a while back, but I don't recall. I thought we had passed an ordinance about goats in this wild pack. Was that just in residential areas or what? I don't because that was a big, big issue back when it happened.
Former Alderman Hogan, do you want to answer that question? That was your district.
My district.
That was at a home. That was at a property.
Okay, so
what was the subdivision?
I understand it was that, but what was the ordinance that was passed? Was it residential zone properties?
We have an urban versus rural area, very old map, 1985 or 89, and within the rural portions of the city, raising animals are allowed. You need a certain number of acres minimum, and then based on the number of acres you do have, that determines how many animals you can have, and then more acres for a cow or horse rather than for a chicken.
Okay, so it isn't allowed use in this.
And then there are some properties that have been grandfathered in for a long time. If they keep renewing their approval, they can continue that operation. And then we have not updated that map for that new growth and development since the original 1986. So it's a little bit older, but that's what we're still using.
Mr. Haley, then Mr. Fowler. Mr. Haley.
Thank you. I guess if I might, in the interest of full disclosure, I will remind my fellow commissioners and members in the audience that I am an employee of Milwaukee County Parks Department. Yes, in case you can't tell. I have been involved in the planning and the reviews for this item. I've had some discussions with staff about it, and this is something that the Parks Department is supportive of. I have had an opportunity to discuss it with the city attorney, and my being here and participating in this activity does not... imply any sort of inappropriate behavior or conflict of interest. I am here representing my city and or my county, so I have no personal interest in this. That said, for clarification, a few things. One, everything east of 68th Street is Milwaukee County land. It is under the jurisdiction of the Parks Department. The lands to the west of 68th Street are under the jurisdiction of the Department of the House of Corrections. Completely different. The areas that we're looking at, and it's not everything you see, it's just the one parcel which is being proposed to be incorporated into the planned development district, is parkland, is not available for commercial development. It has operated as a farm for over 100 years. There's been livestock, there's been farming, that use has been continuous. We haven't had any issues with accessibility, accidents, fires, all of these things. It is a functioning farm, and it is parkland. And we have a tenant who is utilizing portions of it in what we've all just heard is a very good public interest. So I want you to keep that all in mind. This is not a business coming before you trying to say we want this and the livestock. They're trying to do natural, ecological sensitive farming, food production, invasives control, and needs to have large paved areas. That's not what they're doing. This is not a civic center. This is not a mixed-use development. The reason that they have come forward is because currently they have intentions to remodel an existing granary structure and utilize that as a place where volunteers can gather, start of the day, end of the day, and move on. It's an adaptive reuse of an existing structure, and they came to the city and they said, we want to make these improvements. Staff correctly pointed out that there's many other things out there that are going on, and a lot of them, the land is zoned agricultural. That's what's going on out there. It's under the jurisdiction of the Parks Department, and staff's recommendation was that, you know, we've got a whole lot of legal non-conforming uses out there, and this is an opportunity to clean that all up. So the Hunger Task Force, with our support, is working with the city to try and bring some clarity to this. We've had a lot of things going on out there over the years. This is an attempt to make things better going forward, but really the only thing that they're proposing at this point in time is the adaptive reuse of a building. All the other uses will continue much the way they are, and I would have an expectation, and we would certainly as the county, that any future buildings, development that they have out there, one, those are first reviewed by us for consistency with our goals and regulations, and that they would come before the city for permission to make those improvements and do whatever. So there's a lot of opportunity, and as Joel indicated, some flexibility. What we're trying to do is put a nicer package around this now, but I don't think that we need to have every last detail worked out, because what's going on out there is farming. Always has been, always will be. And it's underlying parkland. So let's just keep that in mind as we talk through this, because we all recognize the good work that they do, and I think they're probably comfortable with a lot of staff's recommendations, but there are probably some that are deal breakers for them. We need to remember their side of the coin here as well. So thank you for that indulgence.
Thank you. Commissioner Fowler.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a couple points. I do want to thank one of the public speakers talking about the fact that we do try to do stormwater control, and we encourage residents, and then often some of our own ordinances at times, for good reasons, sometimes seem to be just the opposite of that. That is something I struggle with on a regular basis. Just a couple of questions. It's my understanding that this is working. Is it working? Oh, pushed the wrong one. Sorry. There it is. This is the area that this is going to be developed. This is all going to be farming. There's how many public come now? I know you guys have visitors and educational visitors. So roughly in a week or a month, in the warmer weathers when school's in session, about how much of the public comes, and then I have some other questions, Mayor.
I think you're going to see anywhere between 25 and 50 visitors per day at the farm.
And they're pretty much going to be here and then walking in to see some of the farm operations? So they're going to be dropped off in this area? Here, you want to use this?
We park here along the road. We park here right now. These are both gravel roads that come in. Much of this is already paved, and in front of the warehouse, it's paved already.
Okay. And those are school buses and just regular, or just?
At times, school buses, other just personal vehicles, private volunteers, on the line.
Okay.
An orientation set off into the park fields.
All right. So what we'd be talking about is, I think, of what Joel, you guys are talking about having paved, would be these roads here, just so I'm clear, that this area you'd want paved, this area you'd want paved, and this area you'd want paved?
The back of the farm, back of the barn, no.
But just the road, it's kind of a loop road here with some parking?
That was my idea. Unless, again, I got some information, we're not going to do the visitors into the barn anymore. Well, then I wouldn't ask for that to be paved. But yeah, that was my thought.
This is the building in question right there.
If I may, I'd just like to point out that currently the visitors don't come into the barn. That's been stated, and that's not the case.
So, and having looked at this plan, having driven by and seeing some of the fine work that's been done here, I drive 68th a lot, and I've just watched as this farm has blossomed over the last few years. And I would congratulate the volunteers who've done just excellent work there. I've worked with the Second Harvesters, and I've done some work with Hunger Task Force in the past, and it's an excellent organization. I think diverting a much higher percentage of resources into doing their mission than other organizations, so I commend you on that as well. But so I would like to see if we can, if there is some flexibility. I understand the mayor's point about safety. If there's a way we can be flexible in either the timing or the type of materials or what we do, if we can get the fire department to come out and talk about what they would need to be safe, that emergency vehicles could come, that you'd have access for the public, that can be worked out either with some commitment from the applicant. If we can't do it all in the first year or the second year, could it be done in later years? And also talk with the fire department to be sure that we could build something here that would, one, work for stormwater like we want, but also provide that public safety, because I agree with the mayor, public safety is top. And if we are going to have visitors here, that sounds like this would be an excellent place for the kids of Franklin, and one of our school board members is here too. I think this is a great educational opportunity for kids to see where food is grown, because I think a lot of them think it comes from the supermarket. I just think this is an excellent idea. I'm just hoping we can provide some flexibility for that. Thank you.
Mr. City Engineer.
Got actually three comments, or actually maybe one question. Some of your suggestions talked about the sidewalks, possibly sidewalks. Last council meeting or two council meetings ago, we actually posted or voted to post signs, no stopping, standing, or parking because of the neighbors across the street. So we really don't want pedestrians out there walking along up and down the street. The House of Corrections is obviously something that we don't want to encourage. So I would...
It's free labor. Or it used to be.
So, another suggestion was the water and sewer services. We talked about, you know, maybe getting easements. We've gone through a process this past year where we've asked most developments dedicate easements for the water hydrants, fire hydrants, to the city at the time that we developed them or installed them. For some reason, some slipped through the cracks, and so we had a handful of folks that did not sign those over. We sent out letters to all those folks and asked them to consider donating them to us, because we actually own and maintain, and we'll stop by periodically and turn them on, make sure they're working. And because we had some incidents where we pull up to a fire hydrant and it wasn't operational. So I would highly encourage that, but not required. Obviously, we can't take things that don't belong to us, but if we would install new ones, we would require that. So I guess that's not a requirement, but it's strongly suggested we work with you on that. The other thing I didn't think of till the mayor was talking about what this area could be, I thought I read in here somewhere, but I can't find it now. Is it a 30-year lease that you're on?
That's correct. In 2012, there was a 30-year lease established with Milwaukee County Parks.
So obviously love what you guys are doing, but if when that lease is up and the county is strapped to funds and decides to sell it, what could happen here? What could this look like if it were to get sold? Highest bidder.
If they could continue the use, they would probably be able to do that. It probably would be difficult to continue that use in a private sector manner, so the chances of that happening are pretty slim. So generally speaking, they would probably sell it to a developer. The developer would find out whatever the market's looking for the most, and that would require a resort.
Could it still turn into industrial if we do this piece?
No, it would have to be rezoned. So the only thing would be if they could do something close enough to what's being proposed here, mixture of agriculture. So like a hobby farm, you know, apple orchard, open to the public, you know.
So really no condos or industrial or anything we would see anywhere else. So it would have to be rezoned no matter.
Okay. Well, I'll jump in before Mr. Haley gets all excited. The county parks system, the land that they control, unless the state legislature steps in, which they do have a history, the parks department does not give up land.
If I could bear, it's active park land such as this that they would not give up. This is a useful park land use, and they might have underused park land, but possibly, and I would say that with big quotes, that could ever be sold. And I doubt that would ever be sold. But if it's parkland, active parkland, I would say 99.9% certain it would not be sold. I think Kevin would say it would be 100% certain that it would be sold.
We don't allow hunting.
Nothing's 100%.
Yeah, nothing's ever 100%.
Come on, let's not start the hunting conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the parking pavement issue. This is the building we're discussing. The plan provided by Hunger Task Force included this area right here. That would be sheet C100 in the back of your packet. My issue, what is staff's recommendation?
So at this point in time, I would be envisioning that just that driveway in front, heading south.
This one?
Yes. And then extending to the west of the barn in that building, that's to the west of the barn. Because it's my understanding, the building
that doesn't
right
go
there
through, though, doesn't
is where the classroom is.
There's, that's where you can't get through here.
Sure you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay. You can go all the way around all the buildings, semi-trucks, do it every day.
Well, if I was to negotiate, my concern is health and safety in this building right there. My negotiation would say, if you intend on using this road gets it, come to here, across the front with your landscaping, and give us some area down here. And yes, I know this falls off, and I get that. But give us some area here, because if you think about a fire response, they're going to come racing in here, and they're going to want to park straight on next to the building. And I'm not speaking for the fire department, but I've been around a while. And a medical response is going to come right here. Those need to be paved. I have no concern about this here. That would be my opinion. So Alderman Danbury, your district. Alderman Danbury.
Yeah, I did have a chance to go through the property with Matt and tour the facility. I'm along with several commissioners with the opinion that I'd like to work with Matt and Hunger Task Force to be as flexible as possible to allow this mission to continue into the future. I would, we can go with certain accommodations. I guess there's a give and take for everyone. Are you looking at redoing the parking lot that's in the middle there, Matt, too?
Yeah, part of the visitor center development was to establish a legitimate parking lot,
okay,
which involved resurfacing that, and that has been a part of what we've brought forth from the beginning, was to provide that surface, including, as was mentioned at an earlier point, the ADA accessibility, which is just a commitment of our organization in general, not to mention just the right thing to do, that we have a ADA accessible and paved path from the parking lot up onto an ADA accessible ramp up into the visitor center. So those were considerations that were inputted in the beginning.
I mean, one other big piece of equipment, I did notice the larger pieces of equipment that are also associated with a farm. And putting too much blacktop on it, it will definitely get damaged by the larger equipment, the tractors that are operating on the in the facility here. So if we can make a path that would be acceptable for safety and for safety to be able to enter the facility, I would recommend that we try to be reasonable in this whole approach and with our decision.
For the folks in the audience, this is a typical conversation between the planning commission, the staff, and the applicants. It happens all the time. The staff has their professional responsibility to recommend terms and conditions based on good zoning practice and good municipal management. This body is the technical body that makes adjustments to those because we're the residents and that's the way it works. County Council then is the one that makes the political decisions whether it's going to happen or not. So just so you understand, this is a normal course of business. But again, I'll go back to my fire engine. God forbid something starts burning in this building, or this building for that matter. Fire department's going to race right in here, and that's not with a pickup truck. It's with a very heavy truck with, I think, the smallest engine we have carries about 500 gallons of water in it, times 8 pounds a gallon, right? plus the machinery. That's why I'm concerned about this. So whatever action the commission wishes to take, my pick an area down here, let's do this, and it, even this could go away depending on how the parking lot's configured. I don't have any heartburn. I just want to service this building and make the front of it and over here nice. Alderman Dendry.
I thought I heard that there are tractor-trailers that come onto this property, and my assumption tractor-trailer is got a 40-foot load to it, and how many tons are in a tractor-trailer once it's filled with produce?
That's correct. There's typically loads exceeding 20,000 pounds. Also, I would point out that the irrigation equipment that we use, which are water holding trailers that we drive around, are actually over 1,000 gallons. So it would be more so than a fire truck.
And do I still have the floor?
Yes, sir.
This land has been driven on for how many years? Over almost 100. Thank you.
The city attorney.
I'm understanding the applicant is saying that with regard to accessibility and passageways, if you will, that the new parking lot will be paved and a pathway from the parking lot to the new visitor center will be paved and ADA accessible. So I'm guessing that what staff is recommending is to do asphalt or whatever paving on the roadways going in. With regard to this, let's sit around for 5 days and talk about how many years trucks have been on there. Why not get the fire engine out there tomorrow morning, their largest one, and let the firemen and the chief take a look at it for themselves, recognizing that it might rain come early November and it might be bushy, but there's that real world out there instead of guessing.
Put the words on my mouth.
Let's do the city engineer and then the commissioner Fowler.
I'd propose to you that unless it's really wet, it's kind of tough to tell if it's really going to hold up if it were wet and mushy.
Do you have hoses out there?
Make it wet.
We do, and fire hydrants.
Again, I'm here to find some middle ground. Let's find a way to move this forward. Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, having driven a semi-trailer for a while, I've been on worse roads than the one I've driven on that road to the north.
You drove on 68th Street.
I drove on 68th Emory. And I drove on I-94 in Chicago. That was bad enough. That road, what I'm hearing from the applicant, though, if those roads are in fairly decent condition as opposed to some gravel roads I've seen in northern Wisconsin. So it is not a bad road. But I'm not hearing from the applicant if we needed to put some type of coating, gravel, dolomite, something along that. Something to make, to shore up the surface coat it, to make it, as I think as the city engineer is talking about, in a wet period, if you had to have a truck or an ambulance come down there, it could make it down there without any hesitation by the driver. I don't hear the applicant having concerns with that. I think the concern is the concrete application.
The concern is the affordability of the concrete curves and pavers.
So a top coat of dolomite or gravel might.
We do that annually.
You guys do that annually? That would be good. You guys top coat it with gravel annually, so that's why the roads.
Most of the white appearing surfaces in the photo are already concrete.
There you go. Thank
you. Mr. City Engineer.
Every year when we do our paving projects, we haul away all of the millings. We mill up the road. We have a humongous stockpile. If you're willing to be patient, I think we can help you out at DPW.
Okay, this has been a discussion and a public hearing. Is there a wish by the commission to take action this evening on this item?
I have one more comment. Commissioner Fowler. The natural resource plan, are you objecting to doing the natural resource plan? I do have some concerns about putting that.
I do have some concerns. This would be our first opportunity to speak. In terms of the conditions of approval, we understand that the staff have worked very hard on the PPD. When we first applied, it was actually, we were interested in building a building permit to invest $800,000. into what is an old granary and turn it into a visitor center. We wanted that because we currently are using outhouses for our volunteers and our kids, and it seemed normal and natural to have indoor bathrooms. We wanted to add a few places for people to warm up during cold weather, and we thought it would be nice if we didn't have to yell at our volunteers when they got there on windy days. So that was our interest. Lots of people, individuals, corporations, and foundations over the last 2 years have amassed the $800,000 necessary for us to rehabilitate the building, which we think is a significant investment. We're also up against some timelines with the Community Development Block Grant funding, and we've gone to Milwaukee County. We actually went to them in like January last year to initiate this process. We are the tenant. We are not the owner. And so what we sought only was to improve a property. We understand the need for the PPD. We understand the need for the staff review. We understand the staff comments. But at the same time, we need to insert that we don't have the money to pave the farm. And even if we did have the money to pay for the farm, we would prefer to spend it on feeding kids, because that's the mission of the Hunger Task Force. This last summer, we served over 800,000 meals to children, and it cost us $500,000. That same $500,000 we could invest in concrete, but we won't, and we can't. It just wouldn't be the responsible thing to do. I don't have a single donor who wants to buy concrete. And so I understand that some of these things are sort of into the future timing, like the Natural Resource Protection Plan, perhaps the concrete, even the easements. I can't make a commitment around easements. I don't own the land. I only lease it. And so some of these issues are also with Milwaukee County, and I don't want to uphold approval because at some point some of the investors are going to walk away from the project, and these are investors who might invest in other parts of the parcel into the future. I'd like to move the project forward. I'd like approval. But I would like to say that items number 1, 6, 7, 11, excuse me, 3, I skipped 3, 1, 3, 6, 7, and 11 are ones that are either timing issues or are simply things we can't commit to because we don't have the resources.
Okay, now's the time I become the mayor again. All of that's good, and I accept your comments on face value and for what you have. But we see more than our share of not-for-profits, religious organizations, charitable organizations. And as a city, we need to make sure that we behave properly across the board to each and every one of them. We need to do our job as well as you need to do yours. It's not a conflict, it's just life. So, okay, Commission.
Mayor, can I ask her someone to run down the conditions that she disputed again?
1, 3, 6, 7, 11. From the ordinance?
Yes. Conditions of approval? Page 9.
Well,
six, seven, eleven.
Yes, Mr. Attorney, absolutely.
I didn't study packing materials. Is there any new building construction?
No.
So everything's there already, and you're fixing up the inside of a barn.
There's exterior improvements also. There's roof additions. There's a veranda addition. There's a ramp addition to the building. There's a bathroom, 1,000-square-foot bathroom addition to the building. the set of plans has an architectural.
Just a minute.
Are we
asking them for this to be concrete, all concrete? Okay. Because she was saying concrete. Did you say concrete?
I said concrete.
Okay. It's not concrete then.
Commissioner Tennis. With all of this going on, she mentioned a good point. Isn't there somebody missing from the table here, and that's the landowner, who basically would have the responsibilities, I would assume, to meet these obligations? The park system is, I'm sure, well accustomed to bringing public onto their facilities. And, to me, this is very similar to a place like Weir Nature Center. They bring the public in there. It's a natural area. It has a lot of hiking trails and paths that are as natural as possible, but yet the parking lot isn't a field, and it's not a gravel area. It has improvements made to it suitable for a place where the public collects and has access for the emergency vehicles and stuff. I think, this is almost the same type of a situation. And I understand this is a farm, and of course farming doesn't usually need all that stuff, but farms don't bring public on and doesn't have classes and stuff like that. And I think the areas where this happens, this isn't a part of Franklin that is in a, Franklin's in a slow transition. It's going from very urban areas in the northeast to very, and still very rural areas in the southwest, but this is in that belt loop of somewhat urban area yet, and I think it's totally appropriate for the pavement and stuff, and the access to the, not the whole farm. I'm not saying that you pave everything, but I think you're saying you're putting a parking lot in there. I'm assuming it's in that area up there. I can't tell what that is.
That's the foundation of it,
because it looks like there's almost a gable and framing area there.
The plan is that will be redone into a pavement.
But not the roadway coming in, right?
That's correct.
So you're just going to pave that area right up to the building. That whole area, and then right up to the building, and then you have your ADA ramp on your building. I can see that there.
And the plans indicate that in between the parking lot and the visitor center, as well as around the border of the visitor center, there's a rain garden, bioswale, rainwater collection area to further address the stormwater issue, but then also to address the points about the landscaping plan.
And if that's the area where the public's collecting, to me that seems adequate. I don't see any necessities to do all that other stuff, unless the fire department has a serious issue with it.
Commissioner Fowler.
Well, I was encouraged by the fact that the new white areas of those roads, it sounds like every year they inspect their own roads and are putting them down so that they can haul produce off in trucks. So I'm encouraged by the fact that that road seems to be well maintained by the tenant, not the landowner at this point in time. And I agree with Commissioner Thinnes. I think if they pave that parking lot up to the building, I would see no need to have any other pavement if the fire department agrees, and I don't see why the fire department would not agree that that road is sufficient, but they might. They might have some concerns about the material that it's on, and I think those should be brought into play. So I would like to amend whatever conditions we need to in the resolution to make it possible for that pavement to be done as the applicant has agreed to, but then also to have the fire department come out to view the maintenance of these roads, which I think are well maintained, and see if that meets their specifications for what they need for the emergencies.
Commissioner Haley.
Maybe I can help with some clarity here. It looks as if they're in concurrence with most of the conditions that staff is asking for. The ones in my quick review that they seem to have issues with are because they're being asked to accommodate now what may or may not happen in the future. So what's in front of us right now is an adaptive reuse of a building. We've talked about parking and access. I'm sensing a willingness to do that. Staff comments are basically saying that they should address all of the future issues now and get them in. My guess is that they, and certainly the county as the owner, would have no problem when the next building, when whatever comes before us within this PDD, that site plans would be provided, that if there's easements required for fire hydrants, whatever that is, sanitary, that would all be done full compliance with the city. I'm sensing that their concern is they're being asked to make all of those commitments and modifications to the plans now, when all that's in front of us is one building, although it's the bigger PDD. So they've made it clear, you know, what their long and short-term visions are, but really all they're asking for now is that building. It was staff's recommendation, and everybody, the county and our tenants concurring, that a PDD made sense in terms of cleaning up the zoning issue, because it's a mess out there right now. So all of these things would be required. If they came in with another building, another addition, we'd be going back to the same purpose, but they can't even get to that. So I'm thinking that maybe it's just a simple modification in language where many of these items say prior to issuance of the occupancy permit, maybe we just have to specify that it's issuance of the occupancy for that building. So right now, the only thing they have to commit to is having whatever those comments are for the granary building, and when they come back with the other building, they'd be willing to make those commitments. Again, they're not the property owner. The property owner has reviewed these plans. We're comfortable with them. We've approved them. It's what we'd like to see, and we're just trying to work with the city to move forward on this, because we heard the hardship here. They've got a project. It's simple and straightforward. I don't think anybody has spoken against it. It makes a lot of sense. So how do we move forward? And I think maybe there's just some simple wordsmithing that might help with this. And then before I surrender, I would like to say, specific to number 11, Natural Resource Protection Plan. You all know me. This is when I stick with. But I've got to tell you something. One, a horticultural landscape plan that meets the city standards is not appropriate for this site. And if you want a lesson in proper landscaping, you go out there now. Some of the most incredible trees, the largest oak savanna in the city of Franklin, are located on this property. If you had a chance to tour it, you will see that they are renovating savannas that they're using as an educational opportunity. They're doing more for the cause of landscaping in Franklin than any other developer we've got, and popping in a bunch of yews and arborvitaes isn't going to do anything for the look of this. It's a barn. It's a farm. It's what it is. And I understand that our ordinances are there, but if they wanted to follow the technical letter of the ordinance, there's a whole heck of a lot of trees there. And without even having to count them, they get credit for those trees. They got a landscaping in place. So let's just not even worry about that one.
That okay, let me try to move this forward. First of all, in support of our staff, item 1 and item 11 are issues that they continually get hammered on by people who sit at this table. Continually. So the fact that they're in here is not only their professional recommendation, but an accommodation to some people who sit at this table and have issues. I personally don't have any heartburn with doing away with item 1 and 11. However, recognize that recommendation comes with some little penalty. Item 3, I think, can be fixed very easily by striking second line of striking parking lots to the, and strike barn, hatchery, office space building, and just replace that with the word granary, subject to review of the fire department. That seems reasonable, at least to me. Some people don't think I'm reasonable. Item 6, as it would be covered under the changed item 3, I believe, and I would strike that. Similarly, item 7, I think, is a bit broad, and I would strike that. So, you have 90% of what you want.
Thank you.
That would be my suggestion. Mr. City Engineer.
On item number 1, I do know that you have a public water system and you've got a well system, and we continually have internal discussions about your place and across the street over what's connected, what's not connected, and trying to make sure we're still on time. So as long as you continue working with our staff to go in and explore and try to figure out what's connected to what, because it really is somewhat of a cluster inside, we'd be okay. okay with striking that, but we'd like to continue working with that.
The goal of number one isn't to put an additional burden on you. It's to document what's there. That's all it is. Commissioner Fowler.
In support of our city engineer, would it be appropriate in number one to put something in it also to support Commissioner Haley that there's going to be future development on the PPD, that we have some language in there that says that they would work with the city staff on the water, work with city staff on the fire hydrants and fire safety, and come back to planning staff and come back to the planning commission for development. Just to kind of codify that, I think, a little bit, Kevin, I think that would be appropriate. It doesn't commit you to anything at this point, but if there's going to be future development, and I would look to the city engineer or the city attorney how that might be crafted.
The city attorney.
I don't think it's necessary because it's required anyway.
Then I would.
And then,
there you go.
Just for the record, with regard to the recommendation for natural resource protection plan, hearing a porch and a ramp being put on an existing structure, isn't there some code, I'm remembering from 27th Street development about 2 or 3 years ago, where if the new development is an addition to an existing structure or the like, that is more than 100 feet away from the natural resource features, that a natural resource protection plan is not required? And I'm going to guess that the natural resources on the property aren't anywhere in these parking lots or inside
the warehouse. Well, they're in the
warehouse. Fruit and vegetables in a warehouse.
Mr. City Planner.
Yes. Related to the Mulligan's situation, I can't remember all the specific details. Everything you said is part of it. There's more to it. I can't remember what the rest
is. I think instead of natural resource protection plan, it's just a general one-page picture of the site with a description of whatever.
But
subject to the discretion of the Department of City Development.
Yeah. And city engineer, I think, was committed to it specifically.
But where are the natural resources?
They're all on the east side.
100 yards away, 200 yards away?
I don't know. Close. So the area south of
here.
That last building on the right is natural resources.
Here. Here.
So,
but
it's
certainly nexus of the right.
But in addition, it is one of the future.
Right there.
This is one of those conditions I agree that it's a future concern issue. Part of it is that the trails would be permitted uses, agricultural activities are permitted uses, and just the fear that those permitted activities could occur without knowledge of where the natural resources are. As it sits today, I'm not concerned. But as they continue to expand the permitted uses, I would be concerned. So that, again, just like number one, it's more information so that we're all aware, so no problems happen in the future.
Well, wait a minute.
So timing is not a big deal. Requiring it at some later stage would be okay.
But, Mr. Deedle, if they expand the permitted use, which is
farming,
would that not enhance natural resources?
Not necessarily. They plant corn in a wetland setback with no farming.
Mr. Zinnis. Commissioner Zinnis.
Rather than undocumenting all of the concerns and issues that are brought up in here, since this is a document that's approving a PDD for whatever future it holds, why can't the clarification to the, at this point in your conditions be made that these conditions apply only to the remodeling of that building and the creation of the parking areas for that building? And then you still have documented the concerns for the balance of the PDD, whatever point in time they may occur.
Mr. Deal.
That would be a compromise that I'd be comfortable with, saying that only what's related to the visitor center is what they have to do today. These issues still exist, but we don't need that information until they do another building. And then it would only pertain to that area around that building. So on.
Because this document doesn't just squirrel out this area.
Commissioner Fowler.
Well, I think the city attorney just said if they come back as the PPD, those conditions would have to be met because it's a PPD.
PPD.
So, what am I saying?
Yeah,
that?
Be that's all right.
I'm just saying it, and then it's a long day. But it sounds, I mean, so if I'm saying correctly,
these things have to happen regardless if they come back. Even if it's written here or not, they would have to do that if they came back to put like a new building or remodel building or add something to that site. Is that correct, City Attorney?
Mr. City Attorney.
No. What if they just wanted to fix up one of the other buildings, nothing exterior, and you're in the same spot? It all comes down to, are you going to put up a new building, new development, and what is reasonably necessary as well as what's required under the UDO for new development. Land Development District Ordinance, it will specify, here are the existing buildings, et cetera, et cetera. You can't put up a new building without applying for an amendment to the PDD. And then, based on where it is and what it is, what if it's a shed? Is that going to require a natural resource protection plan? And
we wouldn't want to. We wouldn't care. We wouldn't care if they remodel the interior of the building.
I know. And that's go to the Department of City Development and look at what permits necessary. It probably wouldn't need an amendment to the PDD, but that's just an example. It's going to come down to whatever the future holds.
But I think a major building being added to this site would.
Absolutely.
And that's covered.
Absolutely.
So I think a remodeling, adding a shed, I don't think I want to get involved. I think that would be handled by staff.
Yeah, but it's all covered without saying it.
Right, so we could strike what the mayor had requested. I think we could strike that language, and we're good.
Mr. Deagle?
Generally agree. However, again, the parking issue, the paving issue, for instance, the PDD is making setting different standards in the UDO. So it's like we're going to start this all over again from scratch if they come in with a new building. We have to have this whole discussion about what's going to be paid, what should not be paid, every time they come in with a new building.
Oh, is that bad?
And I think that, again, since I'm a planner, I look long range, big picture. I don't think we should just look at everything as isolated instances. That and the big picture should be looked at, both now and in the future.
I get to kick this can first. That's your job. But there's a reality here. It's a farm. And it's on county parklands with restrictions. I don't see how this can't be an isolated instance, and I don't see the damage to society for requiring the conversation about parking if and when at some future time they decide to put a building on the other corner there. I don't see the harm. Mr. J.
Just a question for the applicant. With regard to the farming, everything outside of this picture here, is there a lot of room to expand, or are there plans to expand? In other words, you're doing 80 acres now, and next year you're going to do 120 or anything like that?
We'll keep farming. There's 208 acres altogether. About 150 of them are actually farmable,
okay.
And the rest are natural areas. And we are working to remediate the soil. We're buying more equipment on a pretty regular basis as it gets donated. And we're expanding our staff so that we can incorporate as many acres as possible so that we can continue to feed people.
Okay. How about this?
Yes,
for all of them, number one, number three, number six, number seven, number 11, staff will prepare a final draft which will reference the UDO concept and requirements and note that with regard to this particular application, these are not applicable, but future development will require their review. Do that on each one. The fire department should get out there and take a look at it because it is subject to it. So in effect, they're all deleted for this project, but they're referenced as Mr. Finnis was asking for, as well as Mr. Fowler, each time I sent him over here.
Commission wish to take action? I think so.
Move approval?
Sorry,
I thought we read it once.
We're going to do the comprehensive master plan amendment first. A motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 comprehensive master plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located approximately 9,000 South 68th Street from commercial use and areas of natural resources features use to mixed use areas of natural resources future use pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.1001, sub 4, sub B, with the conditions as stated by the city attorney. This is covering the mess, but and no conditions. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Next one.
It's okay. We'll get it. All right. So we're clear on the motion. This is for the comprehensive master plan change. Land use only. All those in favor of the motion signify. Oh, wait a minute. It's been moved and seconded, right? Joyce?
Correct.
Nick?
Sorry. It's seconded.
All right. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Mr. Finnis?
Aye.
Mr. Haley?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Mr. Fowler?
Aye.
Here. City engineer's vote is aye. The motion passes 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absences. We'll move now to our favorite topic, the rezoning. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to create section 15-3.0443 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance establishing plan development district, Mr. Fowler, plan development district number 38, Milwaukee County Farm / Hunger Task Force, and rezone a property from A1 Agricultural District to plan development district number 38, including a note that says,
addressing conditions numbers 1-3. Under section F, conditions number 1, 3, 6, 7, and 11 to, in effect, strike the requirements set forth therein for this current development project, but to note them for future purposes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Now, with the clear understanding that we're still going to pave, still going to provide the fire department access per their recommendation. Commissioner Hayden.
My only question was, you had made a recommendation earlier to strike barn through coffee space and replace it with granary.
Well, that got taken out by what Jesse just did.
Okay. We'll cover.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So it's noted as unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, everybody. You too, Sheila. Okay. Move on to item D1. This is an action item for Horizon Resource Group LLC, two-lot residential subdivision development. This is a comprehensive master plan amendment. Mr. Diebel.
Staff's recommending approval. As the Plan Commission packet notes, this is a condition from an earlier approval of the CSM back in July, just to clean up some technical stuff. And we caught it late, so that's why the city is doing it. The applicant doesn't object to this. And so we're just proposing this amendment to reflect that it used to be planned for institutional use. Now it's going to be shown, if this is approved, as future residential, because that's what they got approved for.
Future, huh? Okay. Questions for staff? Motion
to approve.
To approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the city Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located approximately 9150 South 80th Street from institutional use and areas of natural resources features to residential use and areas of natural resources features use pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 66.1001 sub 4 sub B. Alderman Dandria.
I'll second.
Thank you. I move and second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. 6 ayes. No abstentions. No absence. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? There is no discussion on that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Let the record reflect that the city engineer left 2 minutes ago.
What's that?